1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
And on your stove,
all right,
and you have your electric heating element
there.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
And then those little stainless steel or aluminum pans that go underneath them.
To catch your
juice
that boils
sometimes
over.
They're called reflector pans. Other times, every company calls them something different. I had to replace one of those. I went to the Gourmet Center at Target.
Was it just looking bad?
Yeah, it was full of crud.
And I couldn't eat through it.
I couldn't scrub or clean, that's all. Just baked on goo in there.
You're a stickler for that sort of thing.
Well,
if you can't see your face in those things below the burners.
Well, the problem is every time you turn the burner on, there's kind of a stench fills the room. That's a problem. So I
replaced
that.
You deserve it. Couldn't you have just moved it to another burner and taken
now
a clean one and put it there?
Now I've forgotten. Why was I talking about this? Why are we at Target?
You were telling us about the reflector.
No, we weren't. How did we get on this? Oh, the rain. Yeah. Yeah. You said spotty rain?
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yes, I did.
So going into the store, blistering hot, walk to the checkout and look out the front door, a downpour.
Really?
A downpour. It's just being drenching outside. Unbelievable. Looks like a monsoon. By the time I paid for the stuff.
A whiteout? Nearly a whiteout?
Incredible, yeah.
Really?
It was a wetout.
Oh, all right. But you know what I mean? When it rains so hard that it's like a whiteout. You can't see very far.
By the time I paid for this stuff and was walking out the door, it was just kind of dribbling out. And then almost exactly on 108th Street.
For those of you just tuning in, we're listening to a fascinating passage of Brian's.
When it rained yesterday. Or we could just get out the phone book and read names again.
Listening to a passage from Brian's day yesterday. He was standing in Target and it was raining.
Not just raining, Bob. It looked like the gates of hell.
I don't mean to make fun, but I think it's fun to explain. And for those of you wondering why Brian was attacked.
Yeah, so it came down real hard. And then it was like
came down what?
Real hard. Someone drew a line at 108th Street where the rain stopped because suddenly, after crossing 108th Street, it was just dry as a bone. Like it had never rained at all.
Maybe
so you went from a place where it had not rained one drop to just a sudden downpour, really wet.
For those of you just tuning
sloppy.
In, Brian was in a spot where it rained yesterday and then visited a spot where it did not rain yesterday. Now, rejoin the conversation.
You asked me a question.
I know.
It doesn't happen every day, where you see that kind of thing. Usually, when it's raining.
You get a big area.
Right. Yeah, it saturates a big area, and you don't just, one side of the road it's raining and the other side it's not.
Right.
You brought it up. I, as a rule, don't wish to discuss the weather a lot.
So let's just recap what happened yesterday.
So from now on, if you bring these sort of questions to me, you will be met with stone silence.
No, I don't want that. This is what I want. This is the...
I want to be able to rip into you and call you boring when you talk about the weather. Sure you do.